Hello and welcome to our webinar today. I'm excited to be with you and to be with sharing you some, I think, some great concepts and some important concepts about search engine optimization. Our course today is titled SEO Basics, and we've got some good information for you today. Okay, first thing I want to introduce myself. My name is Bruce Ekman, and I'm the president and CEO of EasyNet Tools, and I'm excited to be your presenter today for you and to talk to you a little bit about these, I think, exciting things. And what I'd like to do at the beginning of the webinar is just kind of go over what we're going to tell you what we're going to talk about today so you kind of know what's coming up. The first thing I want to do is just quickly review the three keys to success on your website and in your web business. And hopefully somewhere you've got that before, but I just want to make sure, because everything we do and all of our webinars that we're working on right now fit into one of those three keys to success. And so it's important that you know that. Then we're going to talk about what is SEO, why it's so important. Then we're going to talk quickly about some definitions of some words that we'll use that are important for you to know. Then we're going to talk about keyword analysis. And then we're going to go into the essential SEO elements. Then we'll talk about some of the others. And then we want to talk about a new product that we've got out called the Top 10 Optimization Report, which I think is an incredible tool for you to use in helping you to get better rankings in the search engines. Now, today's webinar is really just kind of a bird's eye view of everything. We're not going to get into too much detail. It's always tempting for me to jump down into that. And last week I got into just a little more detail than I wanted. But this is kind of just to lay the foundation, just to kind of let you know what's going on so you have an understanding. And then we are planning on having additional webinars to go down into that detail and really talk about how to do this, the nitty-gritty of it, in the upcoming weeks. And I was talking with one of our members yesterday, and I told him that next week we were going to do building backlinks. And I apologize to him for that, because that was not correct. Next week we're actually going to talk about keyword analysis in detail, and then the following week we'll talk about we'll get into building links and the other items, and we'll talk about that a little more just right at the end. So let's go ahead and just review quickly the three keys to success in your online website business. And I think that these are critical, and I think that a lot of times there are a lot of people out there that don't use all three keys to success, and these are critically important. The first key is to have a great website. But your website's not going to do anything for you unless people see it. So you've got to do something. You've got to take action to drive traffic to that website. Then once you've got the traffic going to that website, then you need to start looking at increasing your conversions, increasing your conversion ratio. On what that means, a conversion is whatever you want your website to do. If you're selling something, it's easy to measure conversions, because every time you make a sale, that's a conversion. So you want to increase your sales. If you're a politician, a conversion would be possibly to get somebody to vote for you. So to increase your conversions, you can measure that with the number of votes you get. If you know, whatever your business is, some may be a little bit harder to define, but what is it that you want the people on your website to do? You need to measure that, and then you need to work on increasing it. And we'll go into those, the way to do that later on in some other webinars down the path. But right now, we're really focusing on driving traffic to your website, which is the second key. And this webinar today is really one of the first ones that we're doing on how to drive traffic to your website. So an important key. So let's first talk about what is SEO. And in order to do that, you really need to understand SEO stands for search engine optimization. And in order to do that, we need to really kind of break down a search engine into its pieces and see what we're really trying to do here. If you go out to Google and you do a search, this is the type of page that you'll get. And I did a search on a great topic, dog food, one of my favorite topics to study about. So this is the search results for dog food, and I forgot to put a space in between the dog and the food, but it still sort of figured it out and brought it up. So this is the search page for dog food. Now, if we break this page up into pieces, we'll see that across the top and down the side are all areas for paid advertising. And if you want to get your ad in those areas, what you're going to do is you're going to do what's called pay-per-click advertising, where you actually go in and you pay Google to put your ad up there by bidding on those positions. And your position is, on here is ranked by how much you bid on that position, plus how popular your site is, and some other magical things that Google uses to get your ranking on there. But you can always put more money to it and get higher up the list on these advertising things. And again, that will be a future webinar where we'll talk about pay-per-click advertising. But what we're talking about today is really the center area of the search engines, which is called organic listings. And the organic listings are you can't pay for them. It's all ranked by Google. And the idea is to get ranked better, to move your site up to the top of these organic listings. And so search engine optimization is really geared around the organic listings and getting good high listings on these. Okay. Also, another thing just to note on that page, if you look right up at the very top, right under the search word, it will tell you how many results that it pulled back. And you can see for the word dog food, it pulled back 288,000 results. And that's dog food misspelled without a space in it. Okay, 288,000 results. So this is how many sites that you're going to be up against when you're doing a search and when you're trying to get that up there. You can always see how many sites are out there. And nowadays, it's not uncommon to do a search on some topic and get back several million results. So you've got a lot of people out there that you're trying to get in front of when you're doing SEO. Okay? So let's talk about SEO and why you need to be thinking about it and why you need to be doing it. The Georgia Institute of Technology recently did some research, and that research indicated that 75% of people that used a search engine never go further than the first page. Okay, so if your website is doing really well and you're on the second page, you're going to automatically lose 75% of the people. 75% of the people that do searches are never going to see you. Okay, so that immediately cuts you to only 25%. And the further back down the list you are, the worse it's going to be. Okay, and it really drops off fast. So this tells us that it's incredibly important that your website's got to be on that first page. And typically the search engines have 10 sites listed on that first page. So it's critically, critically important for your page to be in that top 10. Okay, and that is why we're here today, is to help you to start to look at how to do that. Okay, so what is SEO? What is search engine optimization? And it's simply nothing more than playing King of Bunker Hill. When I was a kid, all the neighborhood kids would go out, and there was a big dirt pile, and we'd try pushing the other guys down so that we were the one on the top. And basically, that's what SEO is. It's doing things to keep you on the top, to keep you in that top 10 on the search engine. So when somebody types in the particular keyword that you're working on, you're the one that comes out in that top 10 on that first page. So we're just playing King of Bunker's Hill. Years ago, I had a gentleman that came to me and he said, "I'll give you $500 bonus if you'll keep my webpage on the very top of the search engines on the front page. For every month that you keep it up there, I'll do that." And this was early, early on. And so I said, okay, I can do that. And at that time, SEO was pretty simple. But there were three of us with three different websites that knew how to do it. We knew how to push other people down. And so we were constantly playing this game of King of Bunker Hill. Every morning I'd come in and I'd see what the other two guys had done. Then I'd go out and I'd work on it and push them down, and then I'd be on top for a while. And then we just played that game constantly, working on our web pages to do that. Well, pretty soon the search engine guys looked at that and they said, man, we've got people out there that are pushing everybody down. And it may not be fair, because we could control the search engines and we could control the listings that people got back. And, they may not be relevant. And there are people that were doing, in my opinion, unethical things like, they may be selling some product that had nothing to do with it, but a popular search term was NFL football. And so they would rank their page really high. So if anybody typed in NFL football, their page came up, and they had nothing to do with it. And so the search engine companies went out and they started analyzing the pages in detail and looking for tricks and looking for things that people were doing to try to manipulate the search engines, okay? And so it got more difficult really quick. Not only was I up against the other guys that knew how to do it, but now we were playing on a constantly changing playing field because the search engines were trying to not allow us to manipulate those search engine rankings. And so now we have the picture today where we still try to get good rankings, and there's basically two ways to do it. There's what's called white hat and black hat. And if you think back of the old TV westerns, the white hat guys, they're the good guys, and the black hat guys, they're the bad guys, okay? And so we want to use and we want to teach you how to use white hat techniques to get to the top of the search engine listings, not the black hat techniques, not trying to manipulate and trick and those kind of things. Because if you get caught doing that, you can get blacklisted, and then you'll be in real trouble. Your website won't be anywhere at all. So what we're doing with white hat techniques is we're trying to get good listings by doing good things and providing Google with good information so that they can put it in the right spots. Okay, and that's important to do. If you don't do any SEO, usually you won't get that good of a listing. Sometimes you can luck out and you can get good listings, and we've built a lot of this right into our tools, but there are some other things that you need to do to really build good solid rankings on the search engines, and we'll go over those, just kind of a bird's eye view today, and we'll talk in more detail later about those. But SEO is incredibly important, and let's talk about why search engine optimization is so important. Okay. Recently, Nielsen and NetRatings did some research, and right now they're telling us that there are over 1 billion people on the Internet. So that is an incredibly huge market out there. There are a lot of people that are potential customers for you or potential visitors for your website. Okay. And this was a really interesting statistic that I saw. Stanford Institute for a quantitative study of society went out and did a research study, and they came back and they said that people use the Internet, they spend twice as much time on the Internet as they do watching television. And I thought that was an absolutely amazing statistic, twice as much time on the Internet as watching television. If you think of the cost of what it would cost you to run one single time a national television ad on some big network on TV, the cost would be staggering, okay? But to run a worldwide ad on the Internet is almost nothing in comparison, and you have people on there twice as much as they're on TV. So the Internet is an incredibly, incredibly viable place to do advertising and marketing. And it seemed like that's just increasing all the time. I know on our servers, we watch the online order statistics and between the years, and we're up. Our customers have seen an increase of more than 20% in online orders between last year and this year. And it depends on the customer where they're at. Some must have seen substantially more than that, and maybe some have seen less than that, but more than an average of like 20 to 24% increase in online orders through our system. And that's happening all over the country. More and more people are shopping online. And this is in a time when money's tight, when the economy is struggling, when brick and mortar stores are hurting, okay? Online orders are going up. So this is really the place to be, and there are a lot of people there. Okay? Consumers will spend $143 billion online per year. So there's a lot of money out there to be made if you have a commerce-enabled website. Okay, and this is where search engine optimization really comes into the picture. If you look at all of that that's going on out there, and then we look at the websites that are out there, according to Georgia Tech, over 80% of website traffic comes from the search engines. Okay, and I'm a big fan of not wasting my time on things that aren't as productive. So if 80% of the traffic comes from the search engines, that's a place that we really need to focus our attention, because that's where we can get the biggest bang for our buck. Because there are a lot of other ways out there. The other 20% is going to be divided up over, you know, print and maybe radio and pay-per-click and all kinds of other different banner advertising. But 80% is the place where we need to focus our attention. So in my opinion, SEO is a very important thing to do with your website. Okay? We can't have a discussion about SEO or even pay-per-click unless we talk about keywords, okay? Because as pictured here, a wagon wheel, keywords are the center. They're the hub. Everything that we do with SEO and pay-per-click advertising revolves around keywords. So that means that keywords are incredibly, incredibly important. And that's why next week we're going to have a whole webinar, and we're not going to talk about anything but keywords and getting the right keywords. And I'll just kind of give you a bird's eye view again over that to show you how important keywords are and what we need to do to get good keywords. The first thing we need to do is we really need to really define what a keyword is, and some other things here too. Because I'm going to use some of these interchangeably, even though they're really not interchangeable. Okay, a keyword is we can define it a couple different ways, okay? When somebody goes out to search for something, it's the words or words that they're going to type into the search engine to try to find it, okay? So if you're selling widgets and they want to buy your widget, or they're interested in your widget, they're going to type in widget, okay? That's going to be the keyword, or maybe keyword phrases, you know, blue widgets, green widgets, Ridges the dance, you know, whatever. They're going to type in those keywords to try to find you. So back on your side of the picture, what you want to do is you want to make sure that when they type that keyword in, that you're the guy that pops up on that top page. So again, as I say, everything revolves around that keyword and how you use the keywords to make sure that you pop up on the search engine when they type that in and they're looking for you. Okay? So a keyword would typically be one word, widget, okay? Just one word. A keyword phrase would be several words, because a lot of people are going to type in several words to find what they want. Dancing widgets, okay? That's a keyword phrase. That's two words. Green dancing widgets, still a keyword phrase, okay? Now, as we go through this presentation, I'm going to use keyword phrase and keyword pretty much interchangeably. Okay, I'll just call it a keyword, but I'm really talking about keyword phrases. Typically what we find is that people don't type in one keyword because it's too broad and they'll get back too many results. So most people actually use a keyword phrase. And so really, for what we're talking about, for all intents and purposes, when we say keyword, we really mean keyword phrase, which is, you know, several words to define something, because very, very seldom do people type in a single word, because it just doesn't narrow it down enough and doesn't get them what they want to do. Okay, so you want to think more in keyword phrases, and it's really difficult to work with just a specific keyword. Okay, there's also what are called long tail keywords. So you can have a keyword phrase that may be 6 or 8 or 10 words long. That's a long tail keyword. Okay, you're really, really narrowing it down. Green I don't know if I can think of one. Green dancing widgets that only dance sideways when the moon is blue. You know, I don't know. That would be a long keyword, okay? Stretching my brain here to come up with some. But in your particular thing, that would be a long tail keyword. And you may have some, not your main pages, but you may have some pages down the road where you want to use and you want to go after long tail keywords, okay? They're a lot easier to get good rankings on because there's going to be less competition in those long tail keywords, but you need to make sure there are enough people that are typing them in to be worth your while, okay? Now, two other things I just want to throw in here, keyword density and keyword proximity, okay? Keyword density, density means how dense, how many are there. Okay, so if I have a paragraph and it has 10 words, and out of those 10 words, my keyword appears in there two times, okay, I have a keyword density of 20%. If out in that paragraph I've got 10 words and I've got 8 of the 10 words are my keyword, then I've got 80% density. Okay, now as we put our keywords into our website, we need to be careful, okay, because there's a fine line. If we don't have our keyword dense enough, we don't have it in there enough times for the text that's there, we're not going to get ranked well. If we have the keyword density too high, then the search engine's going to go, he can see this guy's trying to manipulate the search engine's not going to let that happen. You're going to get minus points. And so we have to look at that, and it's a constantly moving target. And we've got some tools, and we'll show you some places where you can actually do that and kind of try to find out where the best place for you to do, where for you the best place for your density is to be. Okay? So let's look at keyword proximity. And proximity means kind of where it is. And what we're really talking about here is in a keyword phrase, if I have dancing widgets, okay, I can approach that two different ways. I can have a sentence, dancing widgets are wonderful and you will love them, okay? Now I've got dancing, the word dancing, and the word widgets, the two words in my phrase, and they're right next to each other. I have dancing widgets are wonderful, okay? So the proximity is right next to each other. Now, if I said, my widgets are great and they really dance cool, okay? I still have both of the words from my phrase in there, but now they're not in close proximity to each other. They're separated apart. So I'm not going to get as good of score points from Google or the other search engines from those because my proximity is still split up. But I will still get points. And so even in your text, you want to think about density and proximity. And as we go through and get into detail in a few weeks, those words will become important because you can look at those and you can really look at your keywords and how they work. So, okay, let's move on with, we want to talk now about keywords and the process that you go through to get good keywords. Okay, because keywords are critical. As I said before, everything revolves around keywords. So selection, your selection of the right keywords is absolutely critical. And the more you get into this and the more we talk about this today and in future weeks, you'll see why keywords are so critical to your success. And choosing the right ones are going to be so critical to your success. Okay. So this is just kind of a brief overview of what we're going to talk about in great detail next week. We'll show you examples on how to do it, and we'll show you tools that will help you to do it, okay? But I want to lay down the foundation. This is the process that you go through or that you should go through to get good keywords, okay? The first thing you're going to do is you're going to start out with what's called a seed list. Okay, you just need some keywords that just kind of will get the ball rolling, and you can think about those. Okay, if you were a customer and you were looking for your widget, what would you type in to the computer? So kind of just create a seed list of some ideas of things that you would type in to find your list or other words that would get you there. Okay, so once you've got that seed list, and it can be, you know, two words, 10 words, it can, you know, you don't need to get too carried away, but come up with a good seed list of words, keywords that you think people would type in to find your list, okay? Once you've got that list, that seed list, the next thing that you want to do is you want to use some kind of a keyword generation tool. And there are ones that you can buy, that you can pay money for. There are ones that are for free. One of the best free ones out there is actually on Google's website. You would think that they would probably have some good information to generate that from. And we'll actually give you some links to that later on, but here on the page I've listed the link if you can see it. You can actually go into Google, and it gives you a little box where you type in your seed list, and then it goes out and looks through the Internet, and it comes back with, depending upon which keyword tool you use, either 100 or up to 800 similar keywords or related keywords, or you know, it kind of brainstorms for you, and it gives you this huge list of keywords that are out there. And not only does it give you the keyword, but it gives you some information about it, how many people searched on it, and you know how much competition there is, and those kind of things. So now you've taken your seed list and you've grown a whole garden of keywords, okay? But just like everything that goes on, we always end up, if your garden looks like my garden, it always ends up with weeds. You know, I have some plants out there, but I end up with weeds. And I don't know why this year, boy, I think I had more weeds than I had plants in my garden. So you don't want to go by my house or you might be scared by my garden. So the next thing that we need to do with this big list that we've just generated off of our seed list is we need to go through and we need to weed out the things that are not applicable to us, okay? This list may come back. You've typed in widgets, and you may have widgets used for toilet plungers, you know? And if you're doing dancing widgets, that has nothing to do with you, right? So you don't want to worry about that. So you're going to go through that list one at a time, and you're going to delete any keywords that are not applicable to you or to your product that you do not think will work. Just get rid of those right off the bat. And that'll save you a lot of work later as we go through the process, okay? You're really refining it down to what you think are the best, most viable keywords, okay? So just weed it down. Keep weeding that list down until you get it narrowed down. And what you'd like to do is you'd like to narrow it down to probably all 30, somewhere between 10 and 30 keywords that are still good, you know, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, just depending upon what you want to do. Okay, so then the next thing is you take that weeded list of keywords, and now we're going to analyze them, and we're going to look at them, and we're going to get more details out of them to try to even narrow it down further and to pull out the very best domain name, or the very best keywords, okay? Now the concept here is we've got two things that we're going to worry about. One is we want to make sure that there are enough people typing it in that it's going to be worth our time to try to get a good listing. You know, if we win a top 10 page on a search keyword that no one ever searches, we win the booby prize, nothing. You know, and we can spend a lot of time and a lot of effort to get the booby prize, but we don't want to do that. We want to see how many people search on a particular term. And again, the Google AdWords tool will give that back to us. It will tell us how many people search on that keyword every day or every month, so we can see, you know, if it's worth our time. Okay. So what we're looking for and what we recommend is don't mess around with words that have less than 80 per day. Okay. And you can get out your handy dandy calculator and multiply 80 by 30 days or whatever, if you want to come up with a month and go by monthly figures. It depends on where you're getting your data from. But look for, you know, you don't want to mess with less than 80 searches a day, okay, because those just aren't going to be worth your time to get those keywords. Now, the other side of the picture is we don't want to mess around with sites that are too competitive, okay? So if you have lots and lots of competition out there, then it's going to be too hard to get that. And so you want to be careful and not get – I looked at one out there that had over a million competing websites for it, you know. Hey, you just don't want to mess with that one because there's too much competition out there. And we'll talk in a minute just a little bit more detail about this competition issue, okay. Some people will take and actually build a spreadsheet, and they'll take the number of searches and they'll divide it by the competition, and do a couple other things to it. And they come up with a term called KEI or something like that. So they get a factor, or just a number, you know. It says, because if you got one that has lots of searches, but yet it has a few more competitors, it may be a better keyword to use than if you've got one that has a low number of searches and not quite as low, but less a competing site. So you can look at that as well. But try to pick up, first eliminate from this list that you've got, narrow it down, take out any that are less than 80 searches a day, and any that has more than 30,000 competitors, okay? And optimally, you'd like to, at this point, have your list weeded down to 5 to 10 keywords. And we'll show you in more detail next week how to do all this in the real world and using some tools and some different things that will help you to do that, okay? So now you've got 5 to 10 good prospects of keywords. Now, before we go into the final step, it's important for us to know some of the basic SEO elements, and you'll understand in a second why it's important to just at least know the basics of these, okay? But there are essentially two kinds of SEO elements that we need to worry about. One term is on-site SEO elements and off-site SEO elements, okay? The on-site SEO elements are how we use the keywords in our pages. Do we have the keyword in our title? How many times do we have the keyword in our text? There are a whole bunch of them, but it's actually how our page is built and how we've used the keywords in these pages, okay? And this is sort of the simple, dumbed-down version of it, but okay, and we can go on, we'll go into more details as time goes on. The other one is what we term as off-site SEO elements, okay? Google doesn't just look just at your page, it also looks and it tries to determine your popularity. How popular is this? Are you an expert at it? Do other people recognize you as an expert? And Google does that in a number of different ways. One is a term called backlinks. Okay, a backlink is someone pointing to your website, someone having a link on their website to you. Okay. And they look at those backlinks, and they look at the website where it's coming from, and they give you score points based upon where those are coming from. Okay, for example, if you have a link from some major university's website, they're going to give you lots of score points that will move you up further in the search engines, because a major university with a .edu is a recognized expert in something, and if you've got a site from them, you must be good. Anyway, that's what Google thinks, okay? Whereas if you get a backlink from somebody's brand new site that doesn't have anything at all out there and doesn't know anything, you're not going to get very many score points for that. So it's important to build good backlinks, and those are important. Okay. You also social networking. If you've got links to your website from social networking and things, those are starting to become more and more important. But links from off-site things that are not actually on your website. Okay. So those are kind of the things that we need to look at, just as a general overview of how we're doing SEO. Okay. And that's important to remember as we go into the next step of selecting our keywords, because what we want to do is we want to choose our battles here. Okay. Would you rather fight with a mean, vicious, grouchy grizzly bear, or would you rather fight with a chipmunk? Which would you rather duke it out with? And in SEO, you want to go up against chipmunks. You want to avoid the grizzly bears when you possibly can. So let's talk a little bit about that and what that means. Let's fight chipmunks. So what we need to do is we need to find the chipmunks out there. Okay? Now, when you go out and you do a search on the search engine, it's going to pull back those top 10 websites. Okay, and this is a screen capture from a tool that I use, and it can all be done by hand, but it kind of illustrates the concept that I want to teach to you. And you can do this by hand, or you can buy software to do it. This is the software that I use. Okay, it's showing me, let me grab a highlighter here real quick. Okay, it shows me in this area right here, those top 10 pages, okay? And so if I type in the keyword, and I think the keyword that I used here was digital signage or digital signage software, something like that, I can't remember, okay? But for that keyword, here are the top 10 sites. So These are the ones that if I use digital signage solution, that was this keyword. Okay, my brain's coming back to me. If I use the keyword digital signage solution, these are the 10 that I'm going to be up against, that I've got to fight, that I've got to play King of Bunkers Hill with to get to the top of the search engine. Okay. Then if I look over here on this side, it's going to go out there and just do some basic, this is not the whole picture, but just a small piece of it to give me an idea of whether they're a bear or they're a chipmunk. Okay. So I can decide if this is a good keyword based upon how competitive it's going to be. Okay. Now, if you look up here at the top, I can go across and quick tell you what it's going to tell me here. How old the domain name is, 3 years, 13 years, 10 years, and the search engine cares about how old your domain name is. Okay. The older it is, the better. Okay. Google also gives you what's called a page ranking. Every page out there has a page ranking for Google. And what that says is how good they think your website is, where they give you an expert or not. Okay. And so you can get, when you start out, you'll start out with a zero and you work your way out. And the higher numbers are hard to get off from Google, but this will show you how they're ranking those pages that are out there that are going to be your top 10 competitors that you're going to have to duke it out with for that keyword. Okay. In this column, it shows us the number of web pages. And for some reason, Google thinks the more pages you have on your website, you must have, if you've got more content, more pages, you must be smarter. So they give you some plus points for that. Okay. And in this column, it shows me how many backlinks that I have. And these particular backlinks are backlinks that are just to that specific page, just to that specific page. Then the next column shows me backlinks that are to any pages on that domain name, any pages to anywhere on my website, links that are to there. Okay. And those are really the hard one. That's the one that I look at the heaviest. Okay. Then over here, it gives me the links that I have from educational institutions. And okay, because those are important, as we said, that they're perceived as experts. Then we come back here, is your site listed on DMOZ? Is your site listed on Yahoo? Do you have the keyword in your title? Do you have the keyword in your URL? Do you have the keyword in your description? Do you have the keyword in a heading? And this last column is not really relevant, but it was the last time that your page was indexed by the search engine. So as we look at this, it can give us a picture. Okay. So if I come down here and I look, we can pick some of these. Okay. Let's pick this one down here. Okay. This one, the domain name is 10 years old. It has a page rank of 5. It has 227 pages. But this is where I'm really going to get killed. Okay. It has 1920 links directly to the page and 2210 links to other pages within the website. Okay, that's going to be tough because in order to compete with this, in order to fight with this, I've got to do that. I've got to go out and I've got to generate that number of links. Okay, so my software comes back and it says, hey, this guy's a grizzly bear. Do you really want to fight with him? Okay. And so as I look at this keyword, I just look at this picture, I can see, hey, I've got some grizzly bears in here. I've got some pretty high numbers that would be pretty high to compete with, okay? And, you know, I'm looking for chipmunk spots. Well, look right here. Look right here at this one, okay? Here's a chipmunk. He has got 73 links directly to the page and 84 links to pages within his site. You know what? Can I do that? Yeah, I can do that. Okay, and look over here in his on-page things, you know. He's not listed on Yahoo. He does have it in his title. He doesn't have it in his URL. He does have it in the description. He doesn't have it in the header, okay? So I can fix my page so it has that, and I can get these links. And he's got 51 pages. I may have a hard time with the number of years he's had his domain name, and so to compete with that, I may have to have a few more links over here to give me more score points to compensate for that. Okay, but I can fight with that. There's a chipmunk that I can fight. If this is all red, every one of them is red, you know, I would rather choose my battle somewhere else. Okay, but there's a chipmunk right there. If you look at some of these others, 355 links, 718, a little harder, but I can still fight it. Maybe that's an elk or a moose or something, you know. And so, you know, I can still compete there. But if I see some chipmunks in the crowd, that's what I'm looking for in that top 10 list as I analyze their pages and how good a job they've done with their SEO. I want to find some that have got some room that I can get into without spending a whole lot of money and a whole lot of time doing it, okay? So when I talk about looking for a chipmunk, that's what I'm looking for. And, you know, you may not find chipmunks out there. You may find, you know, skunks or something else. I don't know, a little bigger and a little more difficult to work with. But, you know, I try to avoid the grizzly bears in most cases. I've got some sites that I can be, because I'm a grizzly bear in some sites. If you look at search terms like web design and some of those, we're looking up there, and I've got, you know, 40,000 links to my website. And so I'm the grizzly bear. And, you know, if I want to go out and I want to take on some other grizzly bears, I can do it. But it's a page that I've got established. It won't take me a lot of work to do that because I'm already done and I can move into those categories if I want to. But if you're a new site, you don't want to take on the grizzly bears if you can help it. Okay? So that hopefully you understand that, and that kind of gives you the concept. Like I said, we'll go into this in detail, but choosing those keywords can be critical. And this is where it's going to show it to you, because if you choose a keyword that has all grizzly bears, they all have their pages optimized really, really well, and they've got lots of backlinks to their pages, you're going to have a battle on your hands, and you're going to have a whole lot of work in order to effectively compete with them, okay? And you do not want to do that if you can avoid it. So, okay, let me go back and change back to my regular cursor here, and we'll move on to the next thing, okay? Now, we talked about SEO elements as divided up into on-page and off-page. Okay, and that can kind of help you to understand what they are. But now let's take all the SEO elements and let's prioritize them differently. You know, I'm by nature am a guy that likes to, you know, get as much bang for my buck as I can. Okay, so if I'm going to spend time at something, I want to spend the time where I'm going to get the most gain for the least amount of time first. You know, if you're spending your money, you want to spend your money where you're going to get the most and the best for the cheapest. You know, maybe there's some people out there that like to buy expensive things that aren't very good. I don't know, but I'm not one of them. And SEO is that way too. If you're going to spend your time, let's spend your time on the things that are going to be the most important. So we want to take our SEO elements and we've divided them up into different categories, okay? The ones that are absolutely essential, those are the ones that you want to make sure are done because they're going to give you the biggest bang for your buck, the biggest bang for the amount of time that you spent. You'll move yourself up the search engine first. Then the next, once we've got those down good, we want to move down into the very important category and work on things that are very important. Then we'll move to important things. Okay. Then once we've got all those done, we'll move into moderately important. And once we have, you know, we're all the way through there, you know, and we've got some extra time, we'll maybe move into the slightly important things, okay? And that's the way that you need to do SEO. You need to first work on the things that are essential and work your way down the list. So we're not going to have time to really go through all of those, but let's look at the essential list, okay, first, so you have an idea for what that is, okay? The essential elements for SEO are, first, keyword use in your document title, okay? Not a very complicated thing. I had a guy that worked really hard on his website, and he came to me and says, I've got it all done SEO. I run an analysis report on it, came back, and it said, you don't have your keyword in the document title. And he said, oh, my gosh, how did I forget that? The number one item. But, you know, sometimes you just can't see the forest through the trees. But make sure you've got your keyword in the document title. We'll go into detail on how to do that just so I can give you an example here. Global link popularity, as we talked about that, that's the number two thing on this list is how many other websites and how many, you know, established high-ranking websites point to you. Okay, and the third one is likened to it, okay? Link text from inbound links. Do you have links from within your site pointing to other pages within your site? Do you have links from other sites? And when the search engine look at that, they're going to look at two things. One, the total number of links you have from other sites in their text, and how popular those referrers, those people that are pointing to you, are. Okay, so those are number two and number three in importance, and they go together. Get good links off of good sites. Okay, so that's a critical element. Like I say, we'll have a whole class on that, and probably still won't be able to cover it in as much detail as we need to. The fourth item on this list is back to an on-page element: keyword use in your body text. What's your keyword density? What's your keyword proximity in that keyword text? Okay, so getting it there. So there, that gives you an idea of what the four are. And let's just look for a second at putting the keyword in your document title. Okay, in order to do that, you know, it should take you a whopping 3 seconds. All you need to do is, for the page you're working on, go out into Easy Page Builder, bring it up, go into the menu at the top and open the meta tag window, and voila, here you have your title that pops up. Okay, I've highlighted in yellow this one that you can see because I've done it right. I've got the keyword in my title. Okay, and on this particular website, there are really two keywords that I'm going for. One is digital signage, and the other one is digital signage solutions. Okay. So if I'm going for the keyword digital signage, you can see I've actually got it in my title twice, as shown here. And really, for keyword proximity, I've got solution after it, so I've got the keyword digital signage solution in here one time. So depending on how it looks at this, if it looks for the word digital, I've got it one, two times. If I look for the word signage, I've got it one, two times. If I'm looking for the keyword digital signage, or the keyword phrase digital signage, it's in here two times. And if I'm looking for the keyword phrase digital signage solutions, it's in here one time. Okay, so I've worked that into my keyword title, and I've tried to keep it toward the front of the title here. Okay, so that's something. If I was doing that and I was looking at that, you know, I could check that one off in a heartbeat, because it's not very difficult to do. And as you work through your list, a lot of them are actually just that simple. Okay, the hard ones are getting the links out there from the other website. And that takes, it's not really hard to do. It just takes time, because you need to go out there and work on that and do those. Okay, let's look at some of the other ones just real quick here. Very important items: the age of your website. Okay, that's not something that you can do much about, but you should know what it is. And you may have to do some other things in higher areas. You have more links to compensate if you have a pretty new website. Okay, but know what the age of your website is. Know what the age of your competing websites are, and see that you've got to compensate if you need to. Okay, having keywords in headline text. Okay, that's another very important thing. Okay, now let's go to the important elements. Keywords used in your domain name. Have you registered a domain name that has keywords in it? Again, sometimes maybe you can't do that, so you're going to have to compensate. But you can build at your site, so you have, as you're doing supplemental pages, you can do keyword use in the URL. Okay, and the way you do that, maybe your URL is widgets. Okay, but your keyword is dancing widgets. So if I built a page, not my main page, not my index page, but a secondary page, and I named the page Dancing Widgets, and the URL would then be www.mywidgets.com/dancingwidgets.html. Okay? Now I've got keywords, and I've used them in a URL. So naming your pages, the names of the keywords that are going to be being used, is very important and very helpful in getting you good rankings. Okay, links from social networks, how fast the servers are, and when I run the reports to compare, our servers run really fast, and we usually get very good speeds off of that. But that's an important element in that, how fast your servers are. Keyword use in other headline text. Keyword use in alt attributes and alts. Every photo or every graphic that you have on your website has an alt tag associated with it, and so you need to put the keywords in those alt tags. And again, all you have to do is open it up in Page Builder, open up that block, and it, alt text is right there. You just put your keywords in the alt, in the alt text, and you're ready to go. Okay, is what kind of domain name you have, a top-level domain, okay? And what that's saying is, if you remember, one of the first set of domains that came out were the .coms and the .nets. And nowadays, we're getting into, you know, dot everything else, .dog, .cat, .whatever. Top-level domains are the old ones, the .coms, the .nets. So you want to register those first. So that's important for how you, the search engines place you. They think if you're using a .com, you're going to be more important and more relevant than if you're using, you know, a .cat or a .dog or something, you know. So one of these newer ones. Keyword use in bold body text. Do you have your keywords in bold somewhere on there? How many people visit your website? And this is sort of a chicken and egg thing, but goes out and looks at Alexia and other things to see your traffic. And so the more traffic you get, the more the better ranking you're going to get. Okay, so it's important to get visitors, and sometimes there are some other ways that you can actually start that rolling, and we can talk about those. Moderately important elements: keywords used in the domain text, keywords used in outbound links. You can see moderately important is the keywords used in your description, okay, which are interesting. We're not going to go through these in too much detail. Readability level, you know, is it a first page or is it college level? That's slightly important. Keyword use in the meta keywords. Here we are, everybody has to have the keywords in their meta keywords, but it's really only slightly important. The search engines don't look at that. It's a great place for you to remember what your keywords are and what you're working on, but putting keywords into the meta keywords tag on your website doesn't affect your search engine rankings very much. Keyword use in the first sentence of the body. Okay, so that kind of goes over just quickly what elements are out there. Okay, now I want to quickly introduce you to a new product that we're offering, which I think is incredible, and I am really, really excited about this, because a lot of times you're just kind of shooting in the dark. If you're looking, you want to know, you know, how many times should I have that keyword in my title? And it's a moving target because the search engines are always changing. If you want to know how many times do I need to have it in my body copy, if you want to know those details, you know, what's the density, what's the proximity, those kind of things, you need to know those details. It's kind of hard for you to keep track of the search engines and to do that. And so we've sort of partnered with another company who develops this SEO report, and they update it on a constant basis. You know, they watch the search engine, see what the latest things is, and how Google is changing or how the search engines are changing, and then they provide that information back to us into the software. And with this software, we go out and it analyzes your website, tears it apart, okay, and looks for keywords. Where are they? What's your age ranking? All the things that matter on how your site's going to get ranked. Then it goes out and it picks your top 10 competitors, and it says, you know, how many keywords do they have? What's their proximity? And it looks at your competition to see, and you know, you should be able to figure if they're in the top 10 and you match them or slightly better them, then you should be right in there, okay? And this report goes through and it tells you all of that in great detail, okay? The report here, the chapters in the report, and it does this in a really good way. First, it gives you an overview, and I'll show you kind of what that looks like here. Then it starts out and it lists all the essential elements in your website, and it tells you what you need to do. And it gives you a little color beside it. You're either green, which means you're good shape there. You're yellow, could do a little work. Red, you got a big problem, you need to fix it. Okay, and then it does that. So you can start at the front of this book and work your way to the back, improving your website, which will improve your rankings. Essential, very important, moderately important, slightly important. Okay. Then it gives you some ideas of things that will make your website more compatible with the search engine, and any factors that may prevent your site from being ranked highly. Okay. Then it goes through and gives you some keyword tables, which is really probably more detailed than any normal person would want, but it provides that information as well. Okay. So let's look at the overview. Above this, it actually gives you your page and what your titles and keywords are and stuff, and your top 10 competitors, so you can look at them and see what keywords they're going after and what they're doing. Okay, in this particular case, I was looking at digital signage solution, digital signage, and a solution as individual keywords. Okay, and it gave me an overall score of 87%, which doesn't sound too terribly bad. But then it gives me the bad news on the next page. Okay, on the next page it says, it is not likely, pushed too many buttons there. It is not likely that the page will get a top 10 ranking in the digital signage solution on Google. Try to achieve at least 95% to improve your link popularity. Okay, so I've still got a little work to do. And then down here it shows me just a quick snapshot of what I've got to do. In the essential elements, I've done 27 things, but I've still got two things I need to do. In the very important, I've got 11 things done and none that are left to do. In the important category, I've got 6 things left to do. So you can see I'm really not too bad of shape, but I've got some things that I need to do just to get that last little bit to get me to the 90%, to get me the ranking I want for that search engine, okay? So then it goes through these and it tells me specifically what I want to do. So let's look at the keyword. And when I first did it, I didn't have my keyword right. And so I used this and I got my keyword right, and now I'm good, I'm green. Okay, so let's look at this. Keyword use in the document title. This is essential. The document title is the text in the title tag. Okay, or if you're editing this by hand, you have to put that in HTML code, but since you're using Easynet tools, you just pop up the meta tags, type it in, and life's wonderful, okay? So we need to go type that in. Now it shows me first, here are the competitors and what their titles are. So I can look and I can see what they're doing with their titles and how mine needs to compare to them, okay? Then down the page a little bit, it's going to show me my title. Here's what I've got in mine. And it's highlighted, you can see digital signage and a digital signage solution that's in there, and then it compares me to the competition, okay? Number of keywords that I have in there. My competitors have 0 to 1 and I have 1, so I'm okay. My keyword density needs to be between 0 and 75%. I'm currently at 25%, so I'm okay. Okay, and that's for digital signage solution. Then for digital and for signage, it breaks those down here as well. And if you can look over here on the right-hand side, you can see little lovely green boxes, which means that I'm okay. Okay, when I first ran this report the first time, some of these boxes were red because I didn't have my keyword in there. So I went and changed it, and then I went back and I reran the report so it would make them all green. Okay. So that kind of gives you an idea just how you work from this. And you start just like this, and you work your way down through the report, fixing each individual item until you can get your page up there to 95%. This one is fairly easy to do. The next one, links, are a little bit harder, and like I said, next week we'll talk about that. So I think this is an incredibly great report for helping you to improve your rankings and tell you specifically with your site what needs to be done to get a top ranking. In order to get this report, you need to provide us with the URL of the page that you want us to run the report on, and what is that main keyword that you want us to analyze the pages for. And it will, like I said, it will go out and do your page and the top 10 competitors. Okay. This report ends up being 50 to 60 pages long, so it's a fairly hefty report, and that's why you want to start at the front and start with the essential items and just sort of work your way to the back. We're charging $90 for this report, and I'm really excited about the potential as we start using this in our SEO services as well and on our websites and things. I just think that this is really a great report. I think it will be incredibly great tool for you to help to build your website and to get better search engine rankings on your website as well. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to give us a call our tech support or any of our staff here at EasyNet Tools. The telephone number is 1-800-627-4780. Or you can email support directly at support@ezdashnettools.net. Or you can send me your comments about this webinar, suggestions, and ideas at ekman@ezdashnettools.com. So Thanks for coming today. We appreciate you and hope to help you to be successful with your website and get the most out of it that you can possibly get.